Our 2025-2026 Locker Room Chats tip-off here this week. Week number one here. Again, I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside Perry Smith, head coach of the Dauphin West Lady Mustangs here. A start of this season. A loss last night to the Hiawatha Redhawks, 49-31. Before we get to that game, real quick, let's talk about last season there for you. Head coach Perry Smith, an incredible year, a runner-up finish for the 2A title, a year that finished 19-6 overall and a 6-3 mark left in the Twin Valley League. Coach, before we talk about this season, we got to talk a little bit about last season, kind of that year there for you, and then also what the offseason was like here, you know, getting these girls back in the groove here in basketball in 2025-2026.
It was good. We had a good year. I thought we definitely continued to get better all season long, had a good run there at the end and came up a little short in the title game. You know, after winning it in 23, our program is kind of to the point where we feel like we can compete for titles every year. And that's a great thing. It's a great thing for our school, our community, and of course our program. So we had a nice year last year, but it's time to move on. And with the new 23 game schedule stuff this year with basketball, we got started a little earlier than I like last night, but we gotta find a way to get through all that and get ready to go. We're off and running in 25-26.
Yeah, and you mentioned off and running, ready to go. You, again, already played that first game of the season last night against Hiawatha. What can you tell me about that game? Then one of your top scorers there, Courtney Johnson, with 17 points. I mean, she's going to be one of your top players here as a 5'6" junior. But, you know, kind of talk about her performance last night overall and, you know, how the team can kind of bounce back and respond after that first game.
Well, we weren't very good in any aspect of the game, from coaching to playing to everything, I think. First, I give Hiawatha credit. I thought they played hard. I thought they outworked us. I thought they did a lot of good things. So give them a lot of credit, too. I mean, but we were bad. I mean, honestly, we were just not good. So we've got some work to do, and we will. We will get better, no question about it. But we've got to make sure that we go to work to get better and find out some things that we've got to do to have ourselves a little more success. We scored 30 points last night and I know we were 6 of 14 from the free throw line. I know we shot under 20% for the game. I haven't even got the stats back, but I know we had probably 25 turnovers and we're a transition team and we couldn't catch and pass the ball to save anything on us. So we've got a long ways to go, but with this group, we'll be okay. We just got to go back to work and get better.
Yeah, of course, you have the opportunity to bounce back. You got a couple days of practice here, and then on Friday you continue your play against Mar Hill Mount Academy. Riverside next Tuesday. It'll be a while before you actually, dive the toes into the Twin Valley League. That won't be until the turn after the winter break against Lynn, January the 2nd. So, again, you kind of don't have too many league opponents up to that point. So, again, a chance here to kind of break the rust off, get things going before you enter league play. But, again, you got a chance to respond this Friday against Mar Hill Mount Academy. What's the game plan going into that matchup?
Well, it'll be about us, no question about it. And really before Christmas, we don't put much in scout-wise for anybody. And we do, as you said, we don't play any league schools until after the break. So it'll be about us the next couple days getting our minds right and getting us prepared to compete in the best way possible. And our kids will do that. And we'll be able to – it'll be good for us to have a couple days of practice and then – Hopefully get on the court and get some of that bad taste out of our mouth from last night and find a way to get better. And that's what it's all about. Before Christmas, we've always been the type that it's about us. It's about our progression. It's about us getting better. So that's what we'll strive to do here in the next 2 weeks. Mar Hill, I don't know much about them. We played them last year. I may look at some film on them later on in the week. But like I said, it's about us right now. We got to fix what we got to do well. And hopefully we can do that next couple days.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Of course, we're off and running the 2025-2026 Locker Room Chats. We'll continue next week on week number two. But again, good luck this Friday as you take on the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens.
All right. Thank you, Crittenden.
This Locker Room Chat for the Dauphin West Mustangs has been brought to you by Medina State Bank, Farmers Union Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Up next, we'll talk to the boys here of the Dauphin West Mustangs.